Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. This is a Sunday take unlike I've ever undertaken, unlike I've ever thought about, or participated in or anticipated. So may we all have some grace this morning as we process and continue to reflect on the actions of early yesterday morning, the killing and assassination of Speaker Emeritus Melissa Hortman and her husband, the shooting and attempted murder of Senator John Hoffman and his wife, in a story that is very close to home. Not just home as in Minnesota, but home as in the Capitol, and frankly, home as in this show. Speaker Emeritus Hortman and Senator Hoffman have been guests multiple times on this show. I consider them friends. I text with them regularly. They are sources. They are friends. And when you know somebody for 20 years, you start to really try to understand them as people, not just as politicians. And I think that's what we want to do today, is we want to think of these times in human ways, not just in political ways. And I will always honor the service of Speaker Hortman in all of our work, because she was accessible and she was transparent. And I just, if you're listening to the show for the first time or you're a regular listener, you know that those are things that I value. I think that our government needs to be more transparent and accessible. And so let's just take you back 1 week. It was 1 week ago on this show that we had all four legislative leaders the day before a special session where we wondered if they could get all their work done. But let's set the scene of a tied House and she and Lisa Damoth navigating a 67-67 tie in the Minnesota House, and how in this political environment they did it with a certain amount of calm. There is no doubt the disagreements were significant. There is no doubt the divide was real. But they navigated it in a human way, in a way that I think should be honored. And that's why, as we were closing last week's conversation about things, I wanted them to reflect on the relationship, not just the politics, not just the votes, not just the issues. And so I'm going to play a clip from last week that I think might have been the last joint interview that Speaker Hortman and Speaker Damuth did together. And then I'm going to give some thoughts. And then this week on the show, we have former Representative John Lesh, who knew Melissa Hortman very well, and current Rep. Jeff Witte, who's a retired police officer. And we're going to talk about security for our public officials. But Josh is going to play this clip, and then we'll come back. I'll have a few words, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Speaker Damuth, this is your first big role as speaker with the tie. What did you learn about Leader Hortman when you went through this process? Obviously, you guys have spent literally days and days and days together. How you think about the beginning of the session and now where we are today? What have you learned about Leader Hortman?
That's a great question, Blois. Thank you for asking that. I think working together over the last 2 years, I myself as minority leader, and then when Speaker Hortman was the speaker, you know, we got to know each other as we were working through. I think we both agree, though, now going forward, even with the very rocky start that we had where the Democrats were not here for the first 23 days and then that delayed, you know, start and stop, I think we have come to a point that we can look at getting the work done for Minnesotans in a respectful way. We're definitely not going to agree and see eye to eye on everything, but the greater good of just trying to do the best thing we can for the state of Minnesota is what I believe drives both of us. We have that in common.
And here is the question I posed to Speaker Hortman. I know you've spent a lot of time with Speaker Damuth. You've known a lot of legislators. You've dealt with a lot of Republican leaders over the years. What have you learned about Speaker Damuth? And is there anything the public should know? Like, what are the inside jokes between you? If you guys had a day where you didn't have to talk about the legislature, could you, like, hang out for a day and do something? And what would it be, Leader Hortman?
Well, as Leader Damuth mentioned, this year got off to a rocky start. We're certainly not over it that they tried to kick out one of our members who won his election and unconstitutionally seized power until the Supreme Court ordered that they stop. But we do get along well. We have had a good working relationship. We have some of the same clothes or very similar clothes. So we do text each other to make sure we don't show up like twins. But we have very different perspectives about how state government should work. And we've been able to have a cordial relationship, even though we really disagree about how to run state government.
Imagine that, a cordial relationship despite disagreement. I think that's what we all need to understand, is that there's a cordiality. There are manners. There is decorum. And yesterday changed me. I think it changed the state. And I hope it changes some of the people who may listen to the show but get outraged. Some of you who read the newsletters but get so angry. Nothing is so important to take someone else's life. And never, ever did I imagine that this would happen in this way in Minnesota. And so today we honor the service of Speaker Emeritus Hortman, her husband Mark, because families give of themselves to this state and public service. We honor Senator Hoffman, his wife Yvette, their family that has given in service. And when we come back, someone who knew Melissa Hortman very well. He served with her in the Minnesota House. They were friends. I know they still communicated regularly. Representative John Lesh will join me after this break. You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
WCCO. Good morning. We're back on Sunday Take. I'm your host, Blaise Olson. Joining me now is former state representative John Lesch. John and I have known each other a long time. I think we can make it almost 30 years.
I'd say it's 30.
Okay, we'll just round up and call it 30. He served with Melissa Hortman for a number of years. They were close. And I just thought that somebody who's been in the room when tough decisions were made, when caucuses disagreed, should have a chance to reflect and share some of his memories, thoughts, and what we should take away from the legacy and impact Melissa Hortman's had on Minnesota. John, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, boys. I appreciate it. And there's no question. I think it was Pat Garofalo yesterday who called Melissa consequential, the most consequential speaker. And that word, I think I repeated it in something that I put out yesterday without even knowing that or realizing it. The word consequential is significant because Melissa was a caucus leader during a time when, in the age of social media, you had to have an exceptional set of skills to manage a rapidly diversifying caucus of ideas. And it was same as true in the Republican Party. You'd have to do that. But Melissa was really talented at it. Everyone who was reflecting on her life and her career knows that. And she gave up so much to do that. Our kids are roughly the same age. You missed so many ball games, so many performances, concerts, school things, just to do that job. And that she did it with grace. She did it with humility. And she did it with a brand of leadership that I think is increasingly rare in Minnesota.
I want to focus on that rarity of her humility. I'm a believer in a certain level of stoicism in our work. She out-stoiced me for years, and she was just plain spoken. Talk about that caucus dynamic, but also talk about how she would lead or lean into a member who maybe needed, you know, a course correction or to kind of get on board? Because you and I know the old style of leading would be, you know, punitive and yelling and screaming, and she never represented that in my view.
That's right. You can't do that anymore if you're going to be effective. I think back in the day, that potentially could have been effective to get party members to toe the line, but she never did. There was always, as she was listening to someone rant, whether it was in caucus or whether it was in a meeting, you could see the gears turning in her head. And nowadays, the typical person, you know, I don't know how to say the typical person, but a lot of people in politics, there's just no brain-mouth filter. And Melissa had an exceptional brain-mouth filter, better than most, and it served her very well, because while other people were ranting, she was planning, and she was deciding how to react. There's no question, having sat in hundreds of caucus meetings where people were yelling over the course of almost 20 years, she never did any yelling. She did the listening. And that's a reason why I think when Paul Thiessen was moving on, he saw her as an obvious heir apparent. And most of us in the caucus saw her as an obvious heir apparent too, because she wasn't going to be pulled into those situations where she reacted strongly, or it was end of session and the chips were down and inevitably somebody cries in front of the caucus or multiple people do. You knew that if anyone in that caucus cried, Melissa Horton was going to be the last one to do it. And it demonstrated a strength that people wanted to see and that people wanted to follow.
Talk about her gentle voice in times of divide, either within your caucus, and then go back to when Paul Thiessen was moving on and your caucus had to choose a new Hortman, a new speaker, a leader. You guys, you said it was inevitable, but there's still competition. What was that like?
There is. There's everyone, well, I say everyone, no, few members, of course, in their more senior terms, once you get to third or fourth term, most people realize I don't really want to be in leadership. I want to be a committee chair or something, because there's less of a pain in the neck. But Melissa was up there. I think it was, what term was it for her? Probably fourth that she was in it. But the major issue with that was that, in my mind, there just, and I think in the mind of a lot of other caucus members, in the age of social media, you could not have someone that didn't demonstrate an exceptional brain-mouth filter. You couldn't afford that. Melissa, I think, stood head and shoulders above most people who were able to, and I'm not just talking in a press conference, I'm talking in interactions with other members as well, too. Because as other members were losing it, she was the one who was holding on. So Paul saw that in her, and I think Paul kind of pushed her forward. To his credit, he saw that. He wanted an able successor. And that was well before, I think, anyone had any ideas about him, you know, being on the Supreme Court. Paul had taken his shot at statewide office at governor, and it didn't work out, but everyone still saw him as also a great sort of stoic leader. But your statement, Blois, that she out-stoiced you, she out-stoiced a lot of people, not just talented members of the press corps, but other legislators as well. I think that was a major reason why she was put forward.
Knowing you as well as I do, and knowing Hortman, I'm guessing you guys had a couple moments. How did you two interact when there was either a disagreement or, some sort of way in which she needed you to do something or thought you should do something a little differently? And what did that mean to you? And what have you reflected on in the last 24 hours?
Well, yeah, we butted heads quite a few times. The way that Hortman would deal with me, she knew I was stubborn, and so usually she just avoided me. When I was intent on doing something that she didn't support, she would strategize and she would plot. And she would make sure that she came to the table with more cards than I did. And oftentimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't, but oftentimes it did. You know, whether or not she read Sun Tzu's Art of War, I don't know, but
she practiced it.
That phrase that all true battles are won before they've ever been done. She did that. I mean, she did the planning ahead of time. And of course, some of these, you know, she probably didn't win. She probably did all kinds of planning and then still didn't win it. But she just shrugged her shoulders in that stoic way and said, okay, well, I'll outplan for the next one. And that one may work out or it may not as well, too. But I'm certain she outmaneuvered me on multiple fronts in multiple situations over the years. And it always impressed me when she did.
You talk about kids and the families. John Call posted a remembrance last night about how Melissa's son recently proposed to his fiance and did it on the house floor, and Melissa was the architect of it. Your kids are about the same age. The personal side was there all the time. I remember when my dog passed in December, she sent me a very thoughtful note, and she obviously loved her dog. Talk about how in this world where ambition and family sometimes take a second seat, how she allowed members to do what was important for their families and themselves more than even service during those long floor debates or long sessions.
She did. One thing I'll note, you know, is I did my 18 years, and at the end of the 18 years, for me, there were a lot of things that I noticed that I hadn't realized, all the sacrifices I had made for 18 years, because you're in the thick of it and you don't notice it. In retrospect, I think Melissa was able to notice that much better because, yes, she when individual members had family issues or health issues, she always deferred to that. She didn't apply the unyielding pressure. No, it doesn't matter. You need to be here for this vote. She found a way to accommodate individuals because she had that compassion. And, you know, even though she demonstrated stoicism, it was not without that compassion. I always heard her talk about her kids. Mark was at everything.
Yeah.
Mark was always there. You know, I was at an event and the two of them were there, I'd always end up chit-chatting with Mark. I remember when they went through, you know, they had the family business, John's Auto Parts.
Yep.
And, you know, Melissa, she's like, okay, well, I'm not an attorney for the family business anymore. I got to find some work. She went over to work for Mike Freeman at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. We talked a lot about that, what the options were for her and what kind of work-life balance she'd have as an assistant county attorney, because I was an assistant city attorney at the time in St. Paul. And she talked a lot about, okay, between this and my legislative job, what does it mean for my family? That was the first thing she wanted to know. And I'll never forget that. It really impressed me.
John, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And I know you knew Melissa well. Our thoughts are with you. But I also know that when you left the house, there's like you said, just this more polarized, more emotional politics. As you've been away for a few years and you reflect, are there any kind of last conversations you had with Melissa during this divide? I know you were there at the beginning of the session, and what we should all take away from this unspeakable tragedy?
Well, yeah, probably one of my last long conversations with Melissa longer was in January when I was at the swearing in, you know, the infamous secret swearing in.
Sorry about breaking that news.
Yeah. And we talked about how much changes had occurred in the caucuses over the years, not just in the Democratic caucus, but the Republican caucus as well. She was never rattled by how this happened, but she did lament what this means for our state and how folks are not setting aside their own personal interests, ambitions, or vanity for the sake of the long-term growth of Minnesota. And I think that's one of the reasons why she's viewed as she is now, and also why she was chosen as our leader, because nobody ever questioned, even those folks who put vanity first, they still respected Melissa because they know that she never did. So I hope that more people will follow that model when there's so much news about her and her life now that they'll start to think, maybe I should be a little bit more like Melissa Hortman.
John Lesh, we'll talk down the line, but thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, boys. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you. You're listening to Sunday Take on WCCO. When we come back, Representative Jeff Witte, he's a retired police officer. He's a security professional. We're going to talk about security and his remembrances of, as a newer member of the House, how he engaged with Speaker Hortman. When we come back. Happy Father's Day.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, to all the dads listening, my daughter got home from a month of studying in Italy last night, one of the best gifts I could ever get. And as the kids get older, life gets better. I know one of the dads who knows that too is Representative Jeff Witte. He joins me now. He's a Republican from Lakeville. He's a retired police officer. He works in security. He understands security, and I appreciate him taking time during this very, very challenging moment in Minnesota history of joining me. Representative Witte, thanks for joining me this morning. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers out there.
These are not moments where any of us are prepared for, but you as a former officer have been through plenty of tragedies. You've seen it up front, but I also know you as a pretty human political person who was reluctantly pulled into the arena. Just reflect on what, in your second term, you know about Melissa Hortman, what you would remember about her, even as somebody of the opposite party. I'm imagining you guys had some interactions.
You know, first of all, it's an unbelievable sad day. I'm praying for Hoffman and the Hortman families. Our hearts go out to their loved ones, colleagues, and constituents. You know, just keep John, Melissa, and their families in your prayers. For me, the first interaction as a freshman was the school resource officer, Bill. And, you know, it was very good conversations. I could learn a lot from those discussions, and we worked together, and there was compromise. And ultimately, I think that is what, you know, always will remember her for.
I have this odd gift of understanding people's personalities when they get elected, and kind of reading them. And I would just say that you and Speaker Hortman are both calm, thoughtful, not digging your heels deeper, no yelling, screaming. As you worked through that compromise, just describe the tone, because I think it's that tone and tenor that we don't see very often that happens behind closed doors. And I just want to make sure the public understands that these are civil discussions that may even have some humor in them once in a while.
Exactly. You know, you always look for solutions, and you always have conversations, and you listen, you learn, you understand, that has always been my style, and that's how Melissa was. And as we were working through this, obviously we could have differences, but never raised our voices, and we always tried to go back to finding a solution. And I will tell you, yesterday, and that happens a lot with so many of our colleagues that most Minnesotans don't always see. And yesterday, I would say we're all Minnesotans. And as we're looking at this, you know, for me, it's surreal, grace, you know, whereas we're mourning, we're trying to unite. And the person responsible for these acts of violence was really the source of all of our anger and frustration, and not at each other. And so you focus on the things like that were more common ground that unite us mm-hmm. than what's dividing us. And, you know, we need to be kind to our neighbors. We're working together. And I think that was the mentality. And I reached out to a couple of my colleagues. They're hurting with the loss of a leader, one of their voices, but also because of, you know, we're all in this. And I just tried to offer whatever I can, because, you know, it's not just us, but it's our families, it's our friends, it's our neighbors. Everyone was worried yesterday.
My guest is Representative Jeff Witte. He's a retired police officer. He's a Republican in the House. I want to pivot gently to a topic that was brought up early in this past session, and that is security for the Capitol and elected officials. We are one of only a handful of capitals that don't have metal detectors. I know there are threats. I don't expect you to kind of detail what they look like, but as a former law enforcement officer, somebody who works in security, understands security, can you talk about the emotion around what members feel threats are not as rare as they should be on our legislators, and any conversations that you had that maybe we need to revisit in light of this horrific act by this assassin?
Blois, what I will first say is our sergeants at arms, State Patrol, do a phenomenal job. And yesterday is all these details, devastating details, were starting to come to light. What I was so impressed with was the proactive, how fast-acting law enforcement officers probably likely prevented more violence. And, you know, we're sleeping and there's things in action, the communication. I could not be more proud of law enforcement, our security at the Capitol, and what they did to make us feel, you know, safe, supported, and communicated with us. And I don't know if this is the time to really get into that. I will say, as a former police officer, but also a member of our SWAT team on the crisis negotiations team, you know, our number one goal is to catch this this evil person who committed these crimes. And then afterwards, I believe, as any incident, you bring the people together and you have a good critical incident debriefing. And I believe that will happen. I just want to say thank you to my local law enforcement here in Lakeville for all they've done to make sure that my family, myself, my neighbors made us feel safe. But throughout Minnesota, they work together in all of our areas. So, and it started up at the Capitol and how that all happened. So I think there'll be a time, Blois, but I don't have any thoughts on that right now.
I respect that a lot. One of the things that, you know, I do want to begin the conversation on, and I started this at the beginning of the show that, you know, this should change all of us in many ways. Is there things that you have felt either as a elected official, you've witnessed as an elected official, that you know, a message to the public about toning down the rhetoric, toning down some of the anger that comes from both sides, you know, some people that you encounter that, you know, you may have, you know, may have taken a vote that that this is real. Are there moments that you didn't imagine you'd encounter as an elected official of anger from either side?
You know, it is surreal because most of the time for my 27-year career, I'd be on the other side helping others. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've tried to do with my colleagues on both sides. But I would say this. We need to remember, first of all, be kind to our neighbors. We're all Minnesotans, and we're all human. And we all have families. And I will tell you, Blois, when I was getting messages yesterday, and I would recommend this to everybody on this Father's Day, make sure you reach out if you can, hug your loved ones, say you love each other, because that's what's most important. And my neighbors have been outstanding. My friends have been outstanding. And you do not know how powerful that is. And always remember that all of us have a family, just like everybody else.
Well, on that note, I'm going to let you go because I don't know that there's anything more important in these times. I say that, A, on Father's Day, and B, with two kids I'm going to go have breakfast with after who have lived this journey with me, and they have their concerns in moments like this too. So, Representative Witte, I know we'll talk soon, but happy Father's Day and enjoy your day.
Happy Father's Day, Blois. Same to you, and be safe.
Be safe. When we come back, we'll try to stomach through a take this week. But this is Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to Sunday Take. I'm Blois Olson. 651-461-9226. Those of you who have been sending supportive texts this morning, thank you. It means a lot. You know, the one thing with radio is you're a faceless audience, but your words matter. Every Sunday when I'm getting ready to do the show or I'm recording it earlier in the week, I reflect on the people I run into at the fair. Because the loyal listeners, you usually stop by one of those couple days and those two Sundays I do the show out there, and they talk about how much they appreciate it. But one consistent theme has been that they appreciate the tone and the tenor. And so I always imagine people driving to church or having their cup of coffee on Sunday, and they don't want crossfire and they don't want anger. They just want to be a little smarter. And last night and this morning, as I thought about the show, I think there's more need than ever to keep a calm here, to be stoic. And I don't mean unemotional. I mean steady. I mean taking it all in. And there's a quote that says, people think stories are shaped by people. In fact, it's the other way around. So I'm going to share a couple stories about Melissa Hortman and John Hoffman, both of whom I've known for a long time, just like I know most legislators. Melissa Hortman and I first met when she had what many thought would be a public gaffe. She swore at a constituent. She called and said, how do I apologize for this? And I said, you apologize for being disrespectful, but you don't apologize for swearing. Men have been swearing for years in elected office, and nobody pushes back against them. It was early in her career that created a bond. But just last week, I would send these texts about the session, and I always thought there was more to landing the session smoothly than maybe there was. And I remember sending the text and going to sleep and waking up to a series of texts from her that were off the record, where she shared with me some of the briefings that she had received. And she told me it was on background, not from her, not for attribution. But she said, Blois, this isn't BS. This is the real thing. And that's how straight talking she was. And those are the stories I will take from this. For Senator Hoffman, may he recover, may his wife recover. But Senator Hoffman is as animated and engaging as any public official. He wears his politics on his sleeve, and his heart has been in the right place. And the first time I met him, he was on the Anoka County School Board, and he was in the middle of a little national controversy that that district was dealing with. And national media was there, CNN, Rolling Stone, and others, to cover a lawsuit that county, that school board was facing. And Hoffman always wanted to talk to the press, but I was hired by the lawyers to make sure they didn't talk to the press and jeopardize the case. And he looked at me and goes, but I want to go out there and talk to CNN. And I looked at him straight in the eye and I said, Mr. Hoffman, walk straight, don't say a thing, and shut up. And to this day, he reminds me of that. The other side of that legal battle was Zach Stevenson, Melissa Hortman's campaign manager. That should show you how intertwined this world is, this state is, this community is. And so we all have a responsibility to stay calm, not to amplify any of this anger, to correct the hate, and find your peace. I'll be back next week. I'll be with Vanita tomorrow at 6:20. You can find our reporting at thedailyagenda.com. Happy Father's Day. Peace.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.